KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 44 degrees. We'll look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise skies should be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board Monday evening received an update on several projects, and Director Seth Stasselm said the Sunnyside Pool Steering Committee looked at several pool renovation and or construction concepts provided by Water's Edge Aquatic Design out of Lenexa, Kansas, and concluded that a $4.5 million pool renovation would be the best out of the four plans presented by the company, using some elements of each plan. The concept plan chosen by the Sunnyside Pool Steering Committee will be available to the public for viewing later this week on the Parks and Rec website and by other means.
We're going to publish a website. It should be finished later this week, and it will have the plans, the history of the pool, all the features featured on it, a lot of FAQs, any questions they have, and they have answers on there. They'll be able to comment to us and give feedback from us. And it has all the committee members' information on there.
There will also be trifold handouts and a traveling display with 3D renderings of the pool layout and design. The information will be made available during local events such as Produce in the Park, Atlantic Fest, and so on. Stasselm says the plan to be presented is by no means the final picture of what the pool will look like, at least at this point in time.
But we just want to get as much feedback from the community. We want this to be their project and not ours. This is what Atlantic will have, would be this facility.
A $3.7 million bond vote for the final version of the project isn't likely to happen until July of 2019. If a bond is approved, Stasselm said it would cost the taxpayers about 81 cents per $1,000 assessed residential property valuation and $1.30 per $1,000 for commercial properties. If the bond is approved, construction on the project wouldn't start until 2020. Stasselm said his first priority right now is the Schulberg Recreation Area project, which is still in the running for an enhanced Iowa grant. He said there's still a gap, though, in local fundraising that must be met before he meets with the Enhanced Iowa Board.
So we're at $5,000 right now, and that's without any of the large contributions. I should be hearing from them in the next couple weeks on what they would be giving. We did get a Cass County grant for $10,000. That does not go towards the $30,000. That's part of the pending, one of the pending funds we had, but that is now closed, so we're just looking for $25,000 left to raise.
He's counting on larger corporate donations and more private donations to help out. Stasselm said he'll next meet with the Enhanced Iowa Board April 5th. No additional work can begin on the project until the award is granted. All the campground pads are in and the water and electrical hookups are installed as well for those pads. The campground will hopefully be open by Memorial Day, especially for construction workers involved in the recreation area project. A resident camper will oversee the grounds during the camping season. On a side note, there will be a healthy Cass County walk from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on April the 6th, and an Earth Day event at the Schulberg Rec area April 22nd from 11 until 2. More information, you can call the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department or see their website. A new survey suggests farmland values in Iowa have inched upward in the past 6 months. A report from the Iowa Realtors Land Institute, Chapter Number 2, says the farmland values climbed nearly 1% from September to March, hitting $6,545 an acre. The Des Moines Register reports that the increase was the first since September of 2013. The report says, however, that farmland values are still 2.8% lower for the past 12 months. The Institute's surveys suggest that the average value of Iowa's farmland has dropped about 25% since March of 2013. Iowa farmland values peaked in 2013 but have since fallen along with commodity prices. The Institute surveys about 135 agricultural, real estate brokers, appraisers, and other professionals. And the Atlantic Public Library Director Natalie Strucker has announced the library has received funding from Humanities Iowa, a private nonprofit state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, to host a presentation entitled Sherlock Holmes in Turn of Century Britain by Dr. Richard Kaplan, authority on Holmes. Kaplan recently published a book concerning Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's famous detective, and he's the founding leader of the Younger Stamfords, Iowa City's Sherlock Holmes Society. The presentation will take place April 7th at 10:15 a.m. at the Atlantic Public Library, with the doors opening at 10 a.m. on that day. The library will be closed for other general business that day, except for the program from Dr. Kaplan. Everyone is welcome to attend the presentation. Other library services, including computer use and checking out materials, will not be made available during that April 7th event, but the library will be open for regular business hours on Saturday, April the 8th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. In our funeral announcements, Catherine Paulson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Catherine Paulson will be this morning at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwight Will, age 69, of Wyota, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dwight Will will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marland Maddox, age 85, of Omaha, died Thursday at Josie Harper Hospice House. A memorial service for Marland Maddox will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of the arrangements. Alan Haldorf, age 74, of Grant, died Wednesday in Omaha. Graveside funeral services for Alan Haldorf will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery at Lyman. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Home in Red Oak has the arrangements. Carol Farnsworth, age 77, of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Carol Farnsworth will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Ethel Christensen, age 96, of Exira, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Services for Ethel Christensen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. John William Scheffler, age 95, of Avoca, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for John Scheffler will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ken Ewalt, age 94, of Manila, died Saturday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Ken Ewalt will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Austin Ault, age 23, of Audubon, died Saturday in rural Audubon County. Funeral services for Austin Ault will be Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dan Brownsberger, age 78, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Dan Brownsberger will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Jerry Holliday, age 79, of Atlantic, died January 15th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Jerry Holliday will be Saturday at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Jean Elmer Thies, age 66, of Minnesota, died January 27th. Graveside services for Jean Thies will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Minden Cemetery at Minden. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.